We want to welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ here today. I hope that you have a little bit of time, because you see that I have a lot of sheets here, all right? I don't know why, but every time I get a word from the Lord, it seems like he wants me to change it all the time. It's like I'm constantly thinking of other things, and the Lord says, oh, that's so good. I'm going to say that, you know. But we don't have a week, all right? So we can't do that. So let's pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come together as a body of Christ, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord God, to be filled by the Spirit, to be taught, Lord God, to listen to what the Spirit has to say to each one of us individually, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God, Lord God, that teaches us, encourages us, helps us, and keeps us. In Jesus' name, amen. Many of you might know that Nancy and I have been going through a really tough year since last September. Lost her mom, my mom, her brother, and 9 other people that we know, all right? So it's been a really tough, tough 1 year. And during this time, I hear a lot of people talking about different things. Does God really exist? You know, if there's a God, how can he let this happen, all right? I keep hearing these things, and I'm wondering, where are they getting their counseling from? Who are they listening to, you know? And, you know, normally when you suffer a loss, a great loss like that, a parent, you know, a loved one, all right, it's very difficult. You go through a mourning process, all right, and you question some things. That's natural, all right? But one thing I will never question is God and what he does, because I don't know what his purpose is and everything, all right? I know what his purpose is for us, that we find the Lord and that we be in heaven with him, you know? But I don't know every single thing that happens. So sometimes I don't have the answers. So I don't try to make it sound good and sugarcoat things. When people ask me things, I don't know. I don't know why this happened, all right? Maybe God will show us down the road. I don't know. And so I wonder where do you get your counseling from, you know? See that? Where does your counsel come from? And, you know, when you talk to people, you sometimes wonder, all right, is it Facebook counseling, you know? Because a lot of people like to counsel on Facebook, all right? And, you know, I look at it and I go, are you kidding me? You know, I didn't look in Facebook for about a week and a half, and I had a whole bunch of notices, and I looked at them and I go, oh my gosh, I can't even look at this, you know. People counsel on Facebook, all right? What do you think that's worth? You know, what do you think how much that's going to help you? You know, they counsel on Facebook all the time. They put everything out there. I don't like that, you know. Too much information. I don't want to know about that, you know. And they put too much stuff out there and they call that counseling, all right? And they ask their friends, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? All right, and their friends answer them and give them counseling that's absolutely horrible, all right? And you wonder why people are the way they are and we are the way they are in this country, because we're like everybody goes to Facebook for counseling. They use it for all kinds of things instead of going to the person who created everything and knows every single answer and has all the advice that we would need. And you know what? It's contained right here. You want to find out something, you look right here. All the answers are right there. We're going to talk about some things today, and I hope that the Spirit of God will inspire you and draw you closer to him so that when you seek advice, you don't seek it from people that don't know God. You don't seek it from people that are just going to give you a plain answer and just throw it underneath the rug, but they're going to give you an answer that comes straight from the Lord and point you to God. That's who you need to go to. 1 Kings 12. Everybody know who Solomon was, right? They call him the wisest man that ever lived and the richest, all right? Now, Solomon had a son. His name was Rehoboam. Now, listen to what it says in 1 Kings 12. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all the Israelites had gone there to make him king. When Jeroboam, son of Nebat, heard this, he was still in Egypt, where he had fled from King Solomon. He returned from Egypt. So they sent for Jeroboam, and he and the whole assembly of Israel went to Rehoboam and said to him, your father put a heavy yoke on us. But now lighten the harsh labor and the heavy yoke he put on us, and we will serve you. Rehoboam answered, go away for 3 days, and then come back to me. So the people went away. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his fathers, Solomon, during his lifetime. How would you advise me to answer these people? He asked. They replied, if today you would be a servant to these people and serve them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants. But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young man who had grown up with them and were serving him. He asked them, what is your advice? How should we answer these people who say to me, lighten the yoke your father put on us? The young men who had grown up with him replied, tell these people who have said to you, your father put a heavy yoke on us, but make our yoke lighter. Tell them, my little finger is thicker than my father's waist. My father laid on you a heavy yoke. I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips. I will scourge you with scorpions. 3 days later, Jeroboam and all the people returned to Rehoboam, as the king had said, come back to me in 3 days. The king answered the people harshly, rejecting the advice given to him by the elders. He followed the advice of the young men and said, my father make your yoke heavy, I will make it heavier. My father scourge you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions. So the king did not listen to the people, for this turn of events was from the Lord to fulfill the word of the Lord had spoken to Jeroboam and Nebat through Ahia the Shilonite. There's a lot of little things in there, little nuggets in there, all right? I want you to know something. Back in the day, all right, they were still your friends from the hood, all right? They were still the friends from the hood. Now, Rehoboam, remember, he is well off, all right? And he was partying with his buddies probably all the time, you know? These were his buddies, all right? These were his friends from his neighborhood that he hung out with all the time. And if you look around nowadays, you'll see a lot of famous people making stupid decisions, all right? Because they go back and hang out with their childhood friends doing the same things they were doing without listening to the advice of people that know what they're saying. He refused to listen to the advice of the elders. People that were seasoned, they knew how to give advice. They gave advice for Solomon for a very long time, all right? Obviously, most of it went very well for Solomon, all right? And he decided to listen to his homeboys, all right? In the women's case, homegirls, all right? You guys ever do that? You ever take advice from your buddies, all right, and without conferring with someone that really will give you advice that sometimes hurts, stings? You notice that when you get counsel, it's not always good. It's not always a bed of roses, all right? Sometimes counsel hurts because you have to face reality. You got to look at the person in the mirror, the person looking back at you, and we don't want to do that, all right? We like to kind of shy away from that. You know what a lot of people do in counseling? They try to appease you, all right? You know what? You're right. That was nasty. You know, you don't have to do that. That's not what it says. That's not what the Word of God says, all right? This is it doesn't mean that. You know, you can do that. That's okay, all right? They try to appease you because they want to be your buddy, all right? All right, and I remember my father always told me, and it's always repeating in my mind, you're their father, you're not their friend, all right, for my children. When you give advice and you discipline, all right, you're their father, you're not their friend. All right, that has to be put aside. You have to do what's right, all right, as the father, all right. And we, as Christians, have to be careful what kind of counseling that we're giving people that ask us. We have to make sure, number one thing, that it lines up with the Word of God and His commands. Because if it doesn't, it's not good counseling, all right. Now, Rehoboam decided to follow his buddies, his homeboys. He decided to take their advice and make it tougher on the people. You know what happened? It split the nation in two. It caused a war. Many lives were lost because of that decision, all right? I sometimes wonder if the people in Albany and Washington don't realize that the decisions they're making now, how it's causing division, because they're not seeking it from the right people. They're seeking it to appease certain people, and not doing what God has said. You know, They've fallen away from the Word of God and His commands. And that's why we're in disarray, because it's bad counseling. All right? And the decisions they make, the laws they pass, if you look at them, they're not laws that God would say is good. They're laws that appease people to get what they want. All right? It's kind of manipulation. All right? You'll also find this text in 2 Chronicles 10. I want you to listen to what the Word of God says and what it says for us to do. It's so powerful, and if you do this, you're going to be in good shape. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruits in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Wow. You think about that for a second, all right? When you stand on God's word and you do what he says, all right, you're going to prosper. You know what? Sometimes it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good when people ask you something, they want counsel. You know, I had opportunity to counsel many different people, and you can tell when they want a real answer and they want me to appease them, all right? And you can see the difference, all right? If it's appeasement, you know, they're not going to get it from me, all right? Sometimes I'm being told that I'm kind of harsh because I just say it like it is. You know, at work, they ask our opinion on things. What do you think about this? And I'll ask them a question. What answer do you want me to tell you? The company's answer or my answer? All right? Because if it's the company answer, it's the same thing over and over. Nobody wants to take accountability. But if it's my answer, I'm going to tell you just like it is. And I have a habit of doing that, kind of forward. They usually try not to ask me a lot of questions because they know they're going to hear it. So they kind of shy away from that. So we know where you stand, all right? So, which is good. Walk in the counsel of the wicked. So what is wicked? You know, anyone who doesn't believe in God, anyone who doesn't follow his commandments, they're going to lead you astray. All right? You ever notice like growing up, you get a lot of counseling, especially when you're a teenager. Your parents are constantly reinforcing something with you, constantly, all right? And then your friends are reinforcing something else, contrary to what your parents are reinforcing, trying to draw you away, all right? The enemy uses all kinds of tactics. He's very subtle. He'll use people to counsel you and tell you, oh, that's okay, and you really didn't mean to hurt that person. It's okay if you do that. It's okay. God forgives you. You know, you can just continue doing what you're doing. It's all right. They're drawing you away from God, all right? And that's what bad counsel does. It draws you away from God, all right? You have to make sure that who you speak to, all right, is seasoned in the Lord. You don't ask for counseling for someone that just became a Christian, all right, because they really haven't been through it. And you don't ask, you know, if you're a grown-up, you don't ask a teenager about this stuff. He hasn't even lived it yet, you know, so you don't have the experience. You ever notice that when you experience things as you're growing up, as you're living life, you learn so many things, and you think back and go, I wished I would have listened. I wouldn't have to go through this. I wish that I would receive that counsel when they said, you know what, I wouldn't do that if I were you, because this is what's going to happen. But you think, oh, I know better, you know. I have the answers, you know. My friends say it's going to be okay, you know. You know, I'll do this. I'll buy this car. I'll do this. I'll go with this girl. I'll do that and that. And guess what? It doesn't work. And then you come back and you say, what a fool I was. And that's what basically it is. You're a fool, listening to counseling that's not from God. Proverbs 11, verse 14. Is this making sense to you? I hope it does, because it makes sense to me. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure. Many advisors, all right? But, you know, these advisors are not, they're all on the same page, all right? And if you come for counseling here, you're going to hear the same thing from Pastor Sam, Pastor Tony, Pastor Skip, myself, everybody involved here. You're going to hear the same thing, All right, it's going to be consistent, all right, with the Word of God. It's not going to be beating around the bush. It's going to be very consistent, all right? Our job is to make sure that you understand, all right, that we follow a higher authority. And whatever we say or think doesn't matter, all right? What God says is what matters. What His Word says is what matters. So the counsel that we give you might be hard, it might be harsh, it might be tough, but we're giving to you in love, and we're saying to you, listen, this is what God says, all right? I've been hearing so many times, everywhere I go, everywhere I talk to people, that they're receiving counseling from people, and I'm wondering, where did you get that idea from, you know? Who told you that, you know? What church are you going to, you know? Because that's not what the Word of God says. And they're getting counsel about they're okay to do things that God says you can't. I said, it's written right here in the Word. How can you take the Word and twist it around and say, God said that's okay, when the Word of God says it's not, all right? And God's Word stands above everything, all right? And I'm wondering, is it, where are these people, who are they listening to? Who are they talking to, all right? We have to be very careful. Young people, pay attention, all right? This is really, really important for you because you have an opportunity to make your future even better by listening to people that you trust, that you know love the Lord and put Him first, instead of listening to your friends or other people that want to draw you away or kind of manipulate you away from something that God wants you to be or do. Proverbs 12, verse 1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. Oh, that's what the Word says. It says right there, stupid. That's what does it say up there too? But it says right here, stupid. All right? I'm sorry, but it's true. All right? If you don't like to be corrected and you don't want to listen, you're stupid. All right? When people tell you something and says, you know, don't do that, and you do it and something happens, what do you call that? Stupid, right? You know, and God says you're stupid, all right? That's what the Word says. That means you're not listening, all right? Pay attention, all right? You got your mind on something else. Proverbs 13:10. Pride only breeds quarrel, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Oh my, see, when we don't know what we're doing, all right, sometimes you have pride involved here. Anybody have pride? And you don't want to ask for help, all right? You don't want to be embarrassed because, see, I'm going to ask you for advice, and I don't want you to really know that I don't know what I'm doing, all right? And I'm having problems in this area, so I'm embarrassed. So my pride gets in the way, so I don't ask for advice. I just continue in the way I'm going. And how far did that get you, all right? Not very far. Usually you're going to fall on your face, all right? You know, this happens especially when you're young, but it happens also when you're older, all right? Because you think that you have all the answers. I've been through that. I know what to do and this and that. And then guess what? It doesn't work, you know? And, like, I mean, there's so many examples I can give you. Let me just give you an example that's kind of funny. But when I'm working on something, my wife would say to me, you know, don't you think you should do it? No, I know what I'm doing. I can do that, you know? And then later on I find out I should have did that, because everything I did was no good now because I didn't do the first thing, all right? I didn't listen to advice, all right? And I will call myself stupid for that one, you know? All right, so that happens all the time. It's like you got to be willing to accept advice from people that know the Lord. You got to be willing to, you know, let your pride down a little bit. It's okay. You know, we're not perfect, all right? We're not perfect, all right? God, that's why God sends people. That's why you're here, all right? And the assembly of God. You know, the Word of God said, do not forsake His assembly, all right? Because there's blessings here. There's healing here, all right? Someone might have a word for you, all right? Might have good advice for you, all right? Good counsel for you. Maybe they've been praying for you for a long time, all right? And that's why it's so important to listen to the advice that people that God has sent for you, that people that are seasoned in the Lord, that know what they're talking about. Proverbs 15:22. You can read almost all of Proverbs, all right? And it'll give you something in there about wisdom, advice, and good counsel. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. We see that right now in our government. everything's falling apart, all right? Because, first of all, their plans are not God's plans. Second of all, their advisors are not believers. And third of all, it's for their own gain. It's for personal gain. It's not for us as a people. If it was for us as a people, guess what? They will be listening to the people. And they'll be changing things, all right? The laws that they instituted will be thrown out in haste because they're against God's law, against God's commandments. And then all of a sudden you will see a change because they went to the person that did it all first and asked his direction and then went to the people and instituted them. And listen, all right? That's what's going on around us. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now you guys are going to go home and think about who should I listen to, you know, can I trust him, all right? If you're praying and you're in the Word, God will send you someone, you will know that. It'll be, you'll have discernment on it. It'll be like an answer to prayer because God will be someone to you that will exactly speak to the area that you need help with, the advice, the counsel that you need. All Scripture is God-breathed, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. All Scripture. That the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Not part. All right, we're gonna take the good part of this, you know. We're gonna say, you know, like forgiveness, you know, we can forgive, you know, but there's things that come after that too, you know. You gotta forgive yourself too. All right. We can't just take part of the Scripture and forget about the rest. All right, all of it together, all right? That's the counsel God has given us. And you just don't take one sentence and say, okay, this is what we're doing, all right? You got to listen to what God says and his word, and he'll give you the right counsel and the right advice through the Spirit, all right? So you got to be careful that some people take things way out of context, all right? And they say, well, this is what God says, all right? But when you look at it and you read and you check it out, and say, that's not what he said. You know, that's a situation, all right? This is what he really said. You got to make sure that you're paying attention to that. Because sometimes we take things so out of hand that we're not getting what God really is saying to us. You ever wonder why there's so many different people following so different many beliefs? Because they're taking things way out of hand, out of context, all right? And that's not what the Word of God says, you know. They believe things that when you think about it, you know, I like to think of things practically, all right? You know, I like to know how things tick and how they work, all right? And so if I don't see it practically, then it doesn't make sense to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I don't feel that practically, you know, it doesn't seem to fit, it doesn't make sense to me. That's the way I'm made up, all right? I like my hands involved in things. So when I hear something that sounds out of place and far-fetched, all right, I want to find out where are they getting this from. You know, where are you seeing this, you know? And then look into it and see what God's words say about it. Then when you see, well, this is some idea somebody made up, you know, and it's not what God says actually at all. And this is what God says. Then you can counsel them and tell them, look, that's not what God says, you know. That's what we need to do. Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of the world than on Christ. Oh my gosh, is that happening right now? Hollow principles, all right? Everything is based on the world. So the counsel that the world is giving right now. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some very good counselors out there, all right? There's some people that really want to help you, all right? But if you have a spiritual problem, all right, and a spiritual question, all right, you need to go to someone that knows God, that's spiritual, all right? You can't go to the world because they're going to give you the world perspective, all right? And they're going to give you an empty promise, all right, that it's not going to help you because it's going to come back. You're going to come back to the same thing again. You're going to come back to the same problem. It's going to be like a vicious circle, always coming back to the same problem. You ever wonder why sometimes people have mental issues and stuff like that? They're brought around in a circle, you know, with these psychiatrists, which a lot of them are very helpful in certain situations, but I think a lot of them belong in the little house over there in the corner too, you know. So some of the advice they give you is crazy. And, you know, this is just me saying this is not. I just think sometimes some of the things that people get in counseling and some of the advice they get is absolutely ludicrous. Doesn't make any sense. And I don't see how in the world it can work. And I don't understand how people listen to that, you know. And because they're hollow, there's no foundation. You know, we need a foundation. Jeremiah 7, 24. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed a stubborn inclination of the evil hearts. They were backward and not forward. All right? This is, you know, Jeremiah was told that he was given a hard word, and the people couldn't stand him because God told him to say something to them. They didn't want to hear it. All right? They didn't want to hear what God had for them. All right? Doesn't that happen to us all the time? You ever spend some time in prayer and you hear something and you're thinking, boy, there's no way, no, you don't mean me, do you? You want me to do what? You ever do that? Anybody ever do that? I mean, I talk to myself, okay? I'm not crazy. I talk to myself all the time, and sometimes I get caught at work talking to myself. But I'm really talking to God, all right? Just to let you know, if you ever see me talking to myself, that means I'm talking to God, all right? And I'm asking him questions, and sometimes I say, you what? You know, and people say, who are you talking to? I said, I'm praying, I'm talking to God. I like to talk to him, you know. And you want me to do what? That doesn't seem logical to me. It just seems far-fetched, you know. I talk to him like that, you know. And I think he gets a chuckle out of that because he knows what the end result's going to be. And he sees what I'm going to do. And I'm kind of rolling around in my head. And then I said, okay, I'll do it, you know. I'll just do it. And sometimes I hear him say, just do it, you know, just do it. So I said, okay, I'll do it, you know, and I'm scared of death sometimes, you know, and I do it, and you see what God had in his mind the whole time, all right? There's a lot of different kinds of counseling, but I just picked up a couple, all right, three actually. There's the counseling that wants to appease you. It's self-motivated because all it wants to do is make you feel happy and comfortable and everything's a bed of roses, all right? And it's all about yourself. When some people ask you for counseling, they really don't want to hear the truth. You ever notice that? You know, they really don't. You know, if your child came up to you and he was always having problems and you knew the answer and you told him, it's because you're doing this. But don't you see, you know, I had to do this and this and that. But they beat around the bush, all right? And they really don't want the real answer. They want someone to agree with them, all right? That's what a lot of people do. They counsel to agree with them. All right. Instead of counseling to correct them, to discipline them, and point them to the Lord, there's a big difference. All right, too much of that is going on today. You know, we want to coddle people. We don't want to tell them the truth. All right, if you work where I work, you're not going to be coddled. All right, if you're in a maintenance group like our group, they harass you. All right, the guys harass you to find out how thick your skin is. You know, and see if you can handle the pressure. All right, and people don't want, some people break under pressure, you know, and some people just can't handle it. They freak out and they just go crazy, all right, because they can't handle all that stress, all right. So when people give you counsel that is direct, it's positive, all right, given in a loving manner, it might hurt for a while, but it's for your own good, all right. You don't like to hear that. I didn't like to hear it when I was young, when my father told me something. I couldn't stand it. You know, I'm thinking, by the way, when I was young, you never spoke back to your parents, ever. You kept your mouth shut. You thought it in your head. That's it. And then your father would say, I know what you're thinking. All right. So then there's the counseling that's ignorant. It's like you avoid it. It really didn't happen. You throw it underneath the rug. All right. It's not really happening. You know, it's like, no, that I don't need to do that. You know, I'm just going to ignore it. It's going to go away. How's that working for you? All right? It's not going to go away. All right? It's going to come back. The same thing, the same problem you have, it's coming back over and over and over again. You can't ignore it. All right? And people that say, oh, just don't forget about it. Don't worry about it. Just let it go. All right? When things need to be addressed, they need to be addressed. You can't let go, all right? Because it might be too late. You know, when you have bad counsel, it usually leads to bad things, all right? When you accept counseling that takes you away from God, it will lead to bad things, bad situations, all right? Whether it's finances, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your friendship, whether it's your family, it will lead to bad things because your counsel is not good. So you're going to follow someone's counsel that's leading you way off the path. The third one is the best one. This is righteous counseling. Seeking the Lord and His wisdom. I know it's hard when you're running into a problem. I know it's difficult when you're in that problem to just take time and ask God for direction and ask for His counsel. I mean, if you just think about it in a practical way, He created the heavens and the earth, the stars, the planets, the moon, the air that we breathe, everything that we see. So don't you think that He would have an answer for you? Don't you think that if you spend time with Him and listen to Him, He would have an answer that can help you, that can get you out of a situation or help you in a situation, all right? And we sometimes take that for granted, right? We go to our buddies, you know, our homeboys, and we ask them questions. You notice that in sports now, how many young players are being suspended because they're doing the same things they were doing when they were kids, all right? They're making millions, and they're not smart enough to stay away from the homeboys and all their little things that they used to do. So it's cost them millions. That's a huge mistake. Sometimes it costs them their jobs, all right? Sometimes they're no longer in the athletics because of the stupid decisions they made, because they're talking to the people that have no clue what they're talking about, and they're going back to the same thing. Remember I talked about a vicious circle? They're going back to that. They have, maybe, you know, pastor says that they have way too much money to spend, all right? And so they go back to have fun with their homeboys. You know, I always say, you know, if you have too much money, give it to us. We can use it. We can use it in this church, you know. If you want to spend your money on a stupid thing, I'll tell you what. We'll give you something to spend your money on right here. We'll put a foundation right here, and we'll use it for God's glory and His ministry. You know, I would like to talk to an athlete sometimes. You know, when you're feeling stupid and you want to do those things and you want to spend that money, I'll tell you what, I'll save you a heartache. Why don't you just give the money to this church and we'll use it, you know. I would love to do that. Maybe, you never know, they might say yes, you know. But since they're doing stupid things, they're going to say no, you know, because they've been listening to the wrong people. You know, there's all kinds of examples in the Bible about people receiving bad counseling and doing things that, you know, the first one in Genesis 3, Adam and Eve, all right? Eve looked at the fruit and seen that it was good, all right? So the enemy used that against her. She already had it in her heart that she wanted that fruit, all right? So the enemy used that against her and gave her advice. God doesn't really want you to know everything, all right? It's not that bad. It's okay. He'll understand, all right? You ever get advice like that? You know, it's okay. You know, that's not really what God said. You know, God didn't say, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill. He didn't say none of those things. He didn't mean it like that. He didn't mean that, you know, that even if you're having problems in your marriage, that it's okay to do whatever you want. He really didn't mean that. He didn't understand that maybe the husband or wife is abusive. He didn't understand all that stuff like that. It's okay for you to do that. A lot of people follow that kind of advice, all right, just like Eve did. And then Adam didn't listen to God's commands, all right? And he said, you know, God told Adam, all right, do not touch this, do not eat of this fruit, all right? So, you know, God tells you don't touch. Guess what you got to do? Don't touch. There's a reason. But you don't even have to have an explanation. There's a reason. Do not touch, all right? Leave it alone. That's something that you're not supposed to be near of, right? So there's one example. Next example, Exodus 32. You think about, let's take a look at that, Exodus 32. Are you guys still with me? No one's falling asleep, are they? Oh, I hope not. I don't have a water bottle out here. I'll wake you up. This is good stuff. This is really good stuff to know and understand. Remember when Moses went up to the mountain and the people were complaining? And I always find that difficult. What are you complaining? He just took you out of Egypt, took you out of slavery, all right, provided food for you, and he's taking care of you. You're protected. They try to follow you, and he killed them all. What do you got to complain? So people complain all the time. No matter what they're given, they complain. They find something to complain about, all right? And Aaron listened to the complaints of the people. He listened to them. And he said, give me your earring, give me your gold. And he threw it in the fire, and he said a calf came out. All right, that's what he told Moses. He said they were complaining, you know, and I couldn't handle it, and then I just threw the stuff in there and a calf came out. All right. Now I know Moses wasn't that dumb. You know, this guy just fell to the pressure. You know, he didn't stand his ground. Right? It's very important to stand your ground. Very important to stand your ground in the Lord. It's very important to realize that God has a place for you, a purpose for you. And God has commandments that you need to follow. When you break them, you're in trouble. Right? 3,000 people died because of that. Right? It's a lot of things happen. Judges 16. Well, you all know this story. Solomon. All right, he was wise. I'm sorry, Samson. Samson had a gift of power and strength from God. And he decided that he wanted to hang out with the people that were not of God. And you know, what did it cost him? All right, it cost him his life in the end. All right, because he wanted to keep doing things that he was warned, you know, don't marry these women, you know. But he's seen it with his eyes. You know, the eyes do a lot of damage sometimes. You know, we see things, all right, and we think they look good. Sometimes we hear things, and we think they hear, and they're awesome. Oh, man, that's awesome, you know. But then when we really look inside behind the facade of that, you see what the enemy really has for you, all right. You know, and it's very easy for us men to look with our eyes and say, because men look with their eyes first, all right? And very easy for us to say, oh, that she's beautiful, you know? And then without looking at the heart. And that's what counts, all right? When we do that, and we do that in the Lord, it makes all the difference in the world. We don't get ourselves in trouble like Samson did with Delilah, all right? And Judges, Solomon, the wisest man on earth, considered the wisest man on earth, and he was, all right, still made mistakes, critical mistakes. At the end of his life, near the end of his life, he kept marrying all these women that didn't know God. And guess what happens when you do that? When you align yourself with someone that doesn't know God and doesn't follow him, doesn't follow his commandments, guess what happens? It doesn't turn out rosy, I can tell you that, all right? And that's what we do. As we hang out with people that don't know the Lord, all right, and expect a good thing to happen. We start with a bad, and we expect a good thing to happen. All right, and because he did that, they drew him away from God. They drew him away from God. They started building altars and worshiping the idols. All right, it drew him away from God because of just making bad decisions. All right, and that's what we got to be careful of. Anything that not good usually means it's not going to be good. We need to stay away from, all right? And sometimes we think, oh, we're going to change that person. We're going to change that person. And people say, you know, that's good. They're good people. They're good people. They know of God. They know of God, okay? That doesn't mean anything, you know? I know about this and I know about that. Doesn't mean anything, you know? You have to be in God. You have to be serving him, all right? Because they can know about different things, but if they're not serving him, where is that going to lead you? And usually what happens is you're thinking you're going to turn them around, and guess what happens? It's the opposite. They turn you around away from the Lord and take you away from God's gifts and God's works, and they draw you away because we haven't we haven't paid attention to what God says. Be careful, you know. Be careful who you hang out with. Be careful of those homeboys, you know. Here's some notes I have here. We need to be careful that the advice we give doesn't weaken or diminish the commandments of God. So every advice that we give has to line up with the Word of God. It can't take away, and it can't add. Thus say the Lord about any matter should be the first concern when discerning what to do and in any situation. That's good advice. You know, thus say the Lord, what he says in his word. You know, people can tell you a lot of different things. And if you listen to them, and you know, you can listen to them, but then you check it out in the Word of God and see what God says and see if it lines up. If it lines up with the Word of God, that's a good thing, all right? Then you're on the right path, all right? But if it doesn't, you need to ignore that because that's not from God. It has to line up with the Word of God. You know, in order for the advice that you receive, you know, and to know that it's good, all right, Matthew gives us a good example how to do that. Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Seek his righteousness first. So Matthew says, seek his righteousness. You know, pray and ask God what he would want. All right? Ask him for direction. Ask him for the right advice. Ask him for counseling in certain areas. Ask him how to be a good husband, a good wife, a good parent, a good friend, all right, a good relative, all right? Ask him how to do that, and he'll give you the answers. But seek him first. Listen to people who are God-fearing and seasoned in the Lord. As we find that in John chapter 9, verse 31. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to godly men who does his will. Oh, man, isn't that good? God doesn't listen to sinners, all right? He listens to people that are seeking him, searching for the right answers, all right? That's pretty good. You know, if God doesn't listen to them, why should we? All right, think about that. Why are you listening to people that don't serve the Lord? Why are you asking for advice from people that don't know who God is? All right, what he stands for, what we as Christians stand for, all right? Seek first his kingdom. God doesn't even listen. We shouldn't. Be steadfast. 1 Corinthians. It's hard. It's very difficult. 1 Corinthians 15. It's very difficult to stand sometimes when you're surrounded by all kinds of turmoil, all right? You know, Paul says it's a race, it's a marathon, and it's long distance, all right? Our life is a long period of time, all right? So it takes sometimes time for us to understand everything, all right? And there's a process that we must go through, all right? But in that process, we're always searching and looking to God for all the answers that he has for us. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that in your labor, that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. All right, when you're steadfast and you stand firm, all right, when you give that advice and you know that it's from God, and you know that that's what God wants you to do, all right, you have nothing to worry about, all right, because God is asking, you know that we're responsible for what we say and do? Do we know that when we give someone counsel and we lead them astray, we're responsible for that, right? That I'm responsible when I tell someone, oh, yeah, it's okay to do that, and they do it and it's not the right thing. That's my responsibility because they came to me and asked for advice, and I gave them the wrong advice. Does it mean that you're always going to be right? Absolutely not, because if you were, you wouldn't be here, all right? You'll be already with him, all right? We're not going to be right on it. Sometimes we make mistakes, but being able to know the difference and being able to accept it and humbly say, you know what, that was not good advice on my part. You know, I was wrong, and God had a different idea there, and I didn't see it, you know. That's okay. You know, just acknowledge it. You know, we're not perfect. We don't have all the answers. I certainly don't. In John chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. You know, that's very comforting to me. All right. When he says this, he says, I know that he already has all the answers, all right? And I know that I'm in a good place, all right? Because God said he's already taking care of everything, all right? I don't need to worry about all these things. I don't need to worry about always having the answer, all right? People have been coming to us lately and asking us about, you know, the last days, and are we going to be with Christ, you know? Are you really in heaven? Where are you? Is there a place in between? All right? I kind of like that, because there is no place in between, you know? There is no place. And that's something that was made up by man, all right? That's like a comfort. Remember I was talking about appeasement? That's what that does, because it keeps you down here bound to them. I need to pray for them, you know? I need to do all these things so that they can go to the next step, all right? That's a manipulation, you know? Actually, very, very ingenious, but a manipulation anyways, all right? Because all it is keeping you where they can control you, all right? And that's not what God's intentions at all right? God gave you a choice. He gave you an opportunity. He died on a cross for you, all right? He said, if you follow me, if you believe in me, you'll be with me, all right? And you don't need anything else. That's it, you know? That's what God has for us. Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunities, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. All right? Do you ever get tired about doing God's work? You sometimes feel like, man, I can't take this anymore. You feel like you got a burden, then you're doing something wrong, because it shouldn't be a burden. All right? It should be done with joy. As everything that you do in God should be done with joy. If you're doing what God asks you and you're listening to him and he's telling you to do something, you're going to do it with joy and with fervor. It should not become, you know, something that's burdensome and weary. All right? Because he says, you know, when you do things in his name, all right, he's going to give you the strength to keep going. All right? Even though our bodies are failing, all right, you know, we might just be getting old and everything doesn't work the way it's supposed to, you know, and you feel pains from places you never knew existed, you know. And you know, you feel like, I can't go another step. But when you ask God, he says, I want you to take this two more steps here instead of backwards. You know, I want you to do this, all right? When we do that, he brings us joy. So what does all this mean? What does this mean to us, you know? Where do you get your counseling from, you know? And who do you go to get your counseling from? What does that mean, you know? How is that going to affect us? It'll affect you in a great deal. Because too many times, we don't take the time to listen to God. We don't take the time to understand what he's saying. We don't take the quiet time. We don't pray. We don't, when we know, you ever come to church and you have a burden for someone in your heart, all right, or someone has a burden, and you speak to them, we don't take the time to pray for them right there. We'll pray for you. And then we go home, and all the world's cares and all the things that we got to do take over, and you forget about it. All right? You know, our job as Christians, our job as Christ's followers, is to encourage each other, to lift each other up, all right, to stand together. We are one body under Christ. We took communion today, all right? And we broke the bread together, all right? And we know what that represents, all right? And the word says, do it often, all right? and, you know, fellowshipping with each other and giving good counsel, even though it hurts, you know, even though it doesn't feel good. And to receive it, you know, when someone is speaking to you and telling you something and you know it's hard and it's a, you need to make a change in your life, especially when it involves yourself, the person that you see in that mirror. When someone gives you a word and it's God's counsel and involves you and you need to make a change, all right, it's hard. But when you do that, all right, you're submitting to the authority of God. You're submitting to knowing that He is the God of the universe. And you're submitting to knowing that He has a plan and a purpose. The counsel we receive today should not be of the world. It should be of God and of people that know God. So my warning to you is to be very careful who you listen to. Be very, very careful and be steadfast that when you hear something, you check it out. All right? You check scriptures and see what they say. When people say, you know, it's okay to sin a little bit, all right? It's okay to do that, you know? It's okay to be with them or be at this place or do this or do that, all right? Be careful, because that is an advice that's going to draw you away from God, because a little thing turns into a big thing. And you know what? The big things we can see, all right? We can see the big things. And we normally do a decent job of handling them. It's the little things, the subtle things that the enemy puts in there. Like, who would think that eating that apple would cause all the misery there is today in the world? Who would think that? That simple apple. How many of you guys like apples? All right? Apple picking's coming up. It's later this month. All right? Just think about that. That simple thing of eating an apple would cause all these problems. That simple. That's how subtle it is. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful where your counsel comes from. Make sure that it lines up with the Word. Make sure that when you receive it, you talk to people that know something about it, that are seasoned in it, all right, that have been through it, all right? Not someone that's your homeboy, all right? Not someone you grew up with that never goes to church or has studied philosophy and gives you all these things that mean absolutely nothing. All right, and then you're just all of a sudden you find yourself way off the path because you listen to something that you shouldn't have. I want you to take a moment and just think. I want you to listen to this. I was thinking about whether to play this song, but it's like a challenge to you because I've been finding more and more people asking, "Is there a God? Right? Is it true there is a heaven? Is there a hell?" More and more people are asking that. They don't believe that. Somewhere along the line, people are just dropping things off like they never existed, like God never said it, all right? And I want you to listen to this song, and I want you to think about what it's saying and the words that are being said. And if you feel like maybe you need to receive good counseling from God, maybe that you have received bad counseling from God, and you need to go before the Lord and ask for His grace and His advice, you know, my advice maybe can help you, but His advice will save you, all right? My advice will maybe get you through. His advice will keep you, all right, and protect you, all right? So that's whose advice we really need. So listen to the song.
What if you're right and he was just another nice guy? What if you're right? What if it's true? They say the cross will only make a fool of you. And what if it's true? What if he takes his place in history with all the prophets and the kings who taught us love and came in peace? But then the story ends. What then? But what if you're But if you pick apart the logic and begin to poke the holes, what if the crown of thorns is no more than folklore that must be told and retold? But what if you're
because it makes me think a lot, you know. And music has a way of kind of going right into your spirit. I'm going to tell you a little story. There was a little boy who was 5 years old. His name was Willie. They call him Wiggly Willie. I want to guess why he was called Wiggly Willie. He never stood still. He was standing up for his sister's wedding, all dressed up in white, looking really nice, standing in the foyer while everybody was getting ready on the side. I don't know if you've ever been in a wedding and you see little kids when they're all dressed up, and they can stay dressed up for about 10 minutes, and then they're off doing something. Well, he smelled something. He smelled something in the church, and he wanted to investigate. Little kids do that. They investigate. He went downstairs, and there were signs all over the place, fresh paint, but he couldn't read. So he didn't know what the signs said. So he goes down there and he sees the pretty colors and he starts putting his hands on them and he's rubbing it all around this place and he sees more, another room with a closet. He investigates the closet. And he comes out of there. After he's all done, he goes back upstairs. His hair is a different color. His suit's no longer white, all right? And he's just full of all this paint on his body, all right? Well, so what does that mean? It means that, you know, sometimes, you know, we start off nice and clean, and we start messing with the world, and we start picking up those things, and they attach us to our body. They become part of us. We're no longer clean. We're no longer, you know, ready for what God has for us, but we're full, and just all that stuff is on us. That's what happens when you take advice from the world. It puts all that stuff on you. It stays on you. It sticks on you until the Savior comes and takes it away, right? We don't want the world to be on us, right? We have to be of this world, but we can be apart from it also in God. You know, we have to live here, all right? You have to live, work, get taxed to death, all those things, all right? That's part of life, all right? That's how it is, you know? You know, when I read that about Rehoboam and, you know, make it harder on them, I sometimes wonder if those guys are in office right now, making it harder on us, making our yoke heavy, all right? But all those things are attached to us. when we go listen to the world and we become part of that, all right? And they stay on us. You know, some of them, you know, try to get a stain out of a white suit, all right? Pretty difficult, you know? It takes a lot. But thank God that there's a way to get the stain off of our hearts, off of our souls. And that way is the death of Jesus Christ, that he gave his life for each and every one of us. So that those things that we have picked up in the world can be thrown aside. And then he'll clothe us in white again. All right? We have that hope. Do you have that hope? Are you willing to accept God's counseling in every situation? Are you willing to be spoken to sometimes hard and truthfully, to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, Lord, what can I do? Or what have I done? All right? Make it whole again. Make it clean. Listen to God's word. Listen to what he has for us. Do not listen to your friends. Young people, listen. All right? I know what it's like. I was young too at a time, you know, a long time ago. And I remember listening to some of my friends' advice. And all that got me was more trouble than I was already in. So I made a vow to myself. I am not going to listen to anybody because I don't want to get it twice. I'm going to get it once and that's enough, you know. And I made a vow that I'm not going to listen to anybody just because they're my friends, all right? Because their intentions are not really mine. It's really what's going to be an advantage to them. I'm going to listen to someone that has his intentions and mine, my heart. And I know who that person is now. And then back then, I didn't know who it was. But I know who it is now. I'm going to listen to the Lord because I know that what he wants for me is the very, very best. So his advice is going to make me stay on the path. All right? Are you willing to take the advice of the Lord? Are you willing to take counsel from people that know the Lord, that are seasoned in the Lord, to receive rebukes if you have to? It's not pretty. It's not pretty sometimes, you know. But you know what? It changes your whole outlook. And you realize that God loved you so much. I mean, he loves you so much. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are the great counselor, that you have our best intentions in mind, that you have a purpose for our life. Father, that you want the very, very best for each one of us, Lord God. I pray now, Lord God, that in this body at Bethesda, Lord God, there is anyone here that's been receiving bad counsel, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord God, and make it right. That you would send a person, Lord God, to speak the truth to them, a person, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, get back on the right path, Lord God. We seek your face, Father. We seek your righteousness and your will, Father. We listen to your commands, Lord God, not the world's, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father, that a blessing upon this body of Christ right now, Lord God, that we can speak to each other in truth, to be honest in them, Lord God.